Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Monday morning, October 2nd. At least 50 people were killed and more than 200 wounded when a gunman opened fire on an outdoor music festival on the Las Vegas Strip in the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Authorities have identified the suspected gunman in the Sunday night shooting as Stephen Paddock. Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo says officers confronted Paddock on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino across the street from the concert. Paddock is dead. A dozen volunteers from all across the country have come to the Quad Cities to help Habitat for Humanity. They're called caravanners because they travel in RVs to various habitat sites. Alicia Gaiman from the local chapter says the caravanners arrived last week and will work through this week on the chapter's 106th home on 3rd Avenue in Milan.
It is a kind of an exclusive club of RVers that are just hardcore Habitat volunteers as well. And so they basically pack up, and some of these individuals do it just for a season. Maybe it's just through their summer. Others maybe do it year-round. And so literally they go from state to state, seeing the country while also building homes for Habitat for Humanity.
Gaiman says most are retired, but some use their vacation time to help, and it's ideal for people who like to travel and want to help Habitat. They pay all their own expenses. This year, 5,000 caravanners are working at more than 140 building projects in the U.S. and will provide critical help for hurricane victims. The deadline to submit renewal applications for the program known as DACA is Thursday, but some people may be struggling to find enough money for the application fee. Last month, President Trump decided to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, though he's allowing one final renewal for people whose waivers are set to expire next March. Sarah Bowden reports.
According to Des Moines immigration attorney Jody Mashick, the process to submit renewal paperwork for a DACA waiver isn't too arduous. But she says a number of her clients who have applications ready to go haven't yet sent them in because of the $495 fee.
I'm concerned that there are people who don't have the $495 to renew it because maybe it came up too suddenly. They thought they would have another month or two to pull that money together.
Mashick has been directing people to national organizations that are providing fee scholarships. As of this past June, more than 2,800 Iowa residents have been approved for DACA. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.
A campaign has started to collect a special type of clothing. Through November 1st, Underwear Because We Care is gathering donations that will be given to a variety of organizations that provide services in the Quad Cities for the needy and homeless. Grant Curtis, chair of this year's campaign, says his group got the idea from a church in Dubuque that was collecting underwear.
People can't have a real high self-esteem if they don't have underwear, or they don't have clean underwear. And that's really what it's about. It's not about entirely rebuilding the esteem, but it's about giving them a building block to help them on that road.
His group holds formal collections twice a year. Last year, it collected 6,400 items that were given to 31 partner organizations. More information is available on the Underwear Because We Care Facebook page. The Quad City Mallards have officially begun preparing for the new season. They're 21st overall and 4th in the ECHL. Training camp opened yesterday and will last for 2 weeks. Team spokesman Brian Lavelle says about 30 players will attend training camp, but by opening day, the roster will have been trimmed to 21. Usually, that's 2 goalies, 7 or so defensemen, and the rest are forwards.
So it all depends on what a coach wants to do and also what he has available to him just in terms of talent at the positions and what he might have for versatile players, guys who can play in a couple of spots, which the Mallards, at least coming into camp, do have a couple of guys who can play, say, both as forward and on defense.
Training camp began yesterday at the River's Edge in downtown Davenport and will be held there until next week when practices will move to the Tax Slayer Center in Moline. The Mallards open the new ECHL season on Friday, October 13th, hosting Toledo. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.